You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello there. What it do? How are you? And welcome to episode 66 of Above the Nest with the Ray Show, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football. That is Eagles football, of course. And I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. The Philadelphia Eagles are now 9-1 after they fought back from a 10-point fourth quarter deficit to beat the Indianapolis Colts 17-16 on the road. The Eagles had trailed for just about this entire game. It wasn't until Jalen Hurts did what he does. He put the team on his back and was able to score a 7-yard touchdown with just 1 minute and 20 seconds remaining. The Birds were able to take the lead for the very first time in this game, and they sealed the game. Hurts finished 18 of 25 for 190 passing yards with a touchdown through the air, and he also added a game-high 86 rushing yards and another touchdown on the ground. Jalen Hurts is now the first Eagles quarterback with 85 yards rushing and a passer rating over 105 since Randall Cunningham ran for 124 yards and had a 135.4 rating in the Eagles' win over the Patriots back in 1990. The Eagles' run defense started off rather slow, but they had to wake up after that opening drive where Jonathan Taylor had 49 yards on 7 carries. The Eagles' run defense was able to adjust quickly, and he only finished with 22 carries for 84 yards. Miles Sanders had 13 carries for 47 yards. Devontae Smith finished with 6 receptions for 78 yards, and A.J. Brown had 5 receptions for 60 yards. Matt Ryan was 23 of 32 with 213 yards, and he was sacked 5 times. Michael Pittman Jr. caught 6 passes for 75 yards, and Paris Campbell had 5 receptions for 67 yards. The Eagles will host the 4-7 Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football. That game takes place November 27th at 8:20 p.m. Eastern. There is a lot on the line for this Packers team. They haven't been themselves. Aaron Rodgers hasn't been himself. And so in order to make the playoffs, they pretty much are going to have to win their next, final 6 regular season games. And so Aaron Rodgers is still Aaron Rodgers. He's still 4th in the league with 19 touchdown passes and 6 in both passing yards and completions. He has 13 touchdowns and 4 interceptions over the last 7 games, but he is dealing with an injury on his right thumb. He suffered this injury against the Giants on October 9th. He did acknowledge on Wednesday that thumb is broken. Some players to watch are definitely going to be rookie wide receiver Christian Watson, who has been on a hot streak. Week 10 against the Cowboys, he caught 4 passes for 170 yards and had 3 touchdowns. And then most recently against the Tennessee Titans on Thursday Night Football, he caught another 2 touchdowns. He is the first Packers rookie to catch multiple touchdown passes in back-to-back games since Max McGee in 1954. So definitely a player you want to watch. This is going to be interesting to see if he can keep this hot streak going, or if the Eagles will be able to shut him down. But the Packers also do have Allen Lazard, who leads the team in targets with 66, and Randall Cobb returned last week after missing some time. Justice Mosqueda from SB Nation's Packers site did speak with BLG earlier this week, and when asked about the Packers' strengths, Justice said that their biggest strength is easily the running game. Aaron Jones is having an amazing year and might be the team's only Pro Bowler in 2022. Jones has 778 rushing yards this season and a 5.4 per attempt average. They also have A.J. Dillon, who has rushed for 467 yards. The Packers have the 24th ranked rushing defense in the NFL, but against the Tennessee Titans, Derrick Henry had just 23 carries for 87 yards and a touchdown. The Eagles issued their final injury report on Friday afternoon, and they had two players listed. A.J. Brown was listed with an illness, and Josh Job was listed with a hamstring injury. Both players were full participants. A.J. Brown did tell reporters that he's dealing with a stomach bug, and it did keep him in bed on Thanksgiving Day. And Josh Job is set to play for the first time since week 9. As for the Packers, starting left tackle David Bakhtiari and special teams contributor Shamar Jean Charles were listed questionable. Rookie wide receiver Romeo Doubs was ruled out, and starting linebacker Devondre Campbell was listed doubtful. And now on to some roster moves, or as I should say, some coaching staff additions. According to a report from ESPN's Tim McManus and Stephen Holder, the Eagles have hired former Colts offensive coordinator Marcus Brady as a consultant. Brady was fired earlier this month after the Colts dropped to 3-4-1. He was previously the Colts' quarterback coach in 2019 and 2020. And then when Nick Sirianni left for the head coach position in Philly, he became the Colts' offensive coordinator. ESPN reports that Brady is working primarily with defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon and his staff, offering perspective as an offensive coach on how he would attack the Eagles' defense. Exciting news, the Eagles are set to debut their new black helmets on Sunday Night Football against the Packers. It's a blackout, and so the Birds will be pairing their black jerseys with black pants and the black helmets. But that is going to be a wrap on episode 66 of Above the Nest with Rachelle. Like always, don't forget to tap into all of the BGN content on the feed. Leave us 5 stars and a written review while you're at it. Check out the recent Eye on the Enemy and the latest EPA podcast as well. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Bleeding Green Insta. Follow us on Twitter at BGN_radio. You might as well stop what you're doing and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And immediately following the Eagles game against the Packers, tune into the BGN Instant Reaction Show and interact with us. As always, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to this episode. I am so very grateful for all of you. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and we out!
BGN.